A small group of relief officials crossed from Rwanda into Goma, Zaire today, taking with them the first aid to reach the city since rebels seized it over a week ago. The supplies were a welcome sight for the people of Goma, but there's still no plan to get help to the 1 million refugees who've been driven from the area by the recent fighting. The United States is still consulting with France and other countries about the mandate of a proposed multinational force that would get aid to the refugees. Nevertheless, relief groups hope today's move will be a first step toward getting some help to those displaced by the violence. NPR's Jennifer Ludden was today in Goma, and she filed this report.
Relief officials spent most of their first day back in Goma waiting. Rebel leaders directed them to park their vehicles full of blankets, medicine, and food rations inside a football stadium where they'll stay the night. The agencies must now negotiate with the rebels on how and where the supplies will be distributed. After being turned away at the border for a week, some aid workers are clearly frustrated at yet more delays, but others welcome any small progress. Paul Stromberg of the United Nations Refugee Agency sees a presence in Goma as a chance to get to know the rebel leaders who now control much of eastern Zaire.
We want to see what's possible ourselves, whether we'll be accepted beyond the barriers that journalists have encountered to this point.
The main barrier relief agencies want to break through is that leading to the Magunga refugee camp, less than 10 miles outside Goma. Several hundred thousand Rwandan refugees are believed to be packed into the camp, but gaining access will depend on a lot more than a green light from Zairean rebels. Rwandan militia groups among the refugees at Magunga have taken up fighting the rebels. Stromberg says it's not at all clear that the militias would cease their fire to allow in aid convoys.
We think it's becoming more and more clear as days go by that we do need a security force. The situation is not really involved. In fact, it seems to have hardened somewhat. And it once again points out that the humanitarian effort under any circumstances will not be in itself able to bring an end to this problem.
In the meantime, aid officials hope to soon hand out supplies in Goma, a city that is desperate for them.
The bomb that was tombed by sea.
At the main hospital, a volunteer points to a caved-in tin roof and pockmarked concrete wall where bullets and a mortar hit. Most of the patients and doctors fled during the rebel attack. Those who remain must make do with virtually no medicine. Hospital Director Jules Kubuya-Sanye says there isn't even any disinfectant to prepare corpses for burial. Sange says it's impossible for now to treat all those wounded during the fighting. He is counting on international aid. On the streets of Goma today, residents lined up to watch the caravan of aid workers. They were eager to talk about what they need. We have no food in our homes, they said. There are no markets, and even if there were, we've no money to buy anything. A rash of robberies and looting followed the rebel takeover. Most welcomed the return of the relief agencies, but when one young man vented frustration, a crowd around him nodded in agreement. Gerald Akili Mali says the plight of Goma's 200,000 residents has been overlooked.
Nobody is mentioning the Zairians, so I don't know. What is the concern of the so-called international community?
For the people of Goma, the crisis in eastern Zaire has brought misery with little outside sympathy. Akili Mali says the takeover of his city by Rwandan-backed rebels has made him and others feel like pawns in a political game they don't understand. We've been taken like hostages, he says. Are we Zaireans or are we Rwandans? We don't know. I'm Jennifer Ludden in Gisenyi, Rwanda.
Across this country and around the world, Veterans Day is being observed with speeches, parades, and ceremonies honoring those who served their country's military. In Europe, it's still called Armistice Day for the peace treaty signed in 1918, ending the First World War, a treaty that went into effect at the 11th hour on the 11th day of the 11th month.